He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
It's our favorite time of the week when we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I don't know if Raven has told you, but you're stressing him out with your runs. Did he tell you this?
Yeah, he's a little bit jealous.
He's super jealous. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Raven and I are running in the Sono half marathon. We're doing the 5K. We're competing against each other for charities. We've been training, and neither of us have ever been runners. Neither of us have ever run a race. So, Alicia, you've jumped in and started training with him, and you're blowing us both out of the water.
Yeah, I've been working out for the past year, so it's not like I've been doing nothing. But the most I've ever ran was maybe 2 miles when I was little, and my grandfather used to force me to run. Like, he had this dream of me being his running partner. He does marathons. And that just never happened. I don't like to run. But I hopped on the treadmill because I was like, all right, let me support my husband and do this with him. And I'm kind of killing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Crushing it. Like, and I get him in the morning and I go right. I'm immediately torn. The second that I see it, I'm very proud for her and happy for her. And then right after that, I'm so upset that I'm not nearly as fast, number one. And number two, I have to go home and practice more that day. And I still won't get as good, but I'm working on it.
I was having this conversation with a friend yesterday, Alicia, was that some people are like natural born runners and they don't even know it until like later in their life that they can do it.
Well, she does that insanity stuff. She's ripped.
Well,
yo.
No, of course. You could be in good shape. But I mean, I could lift heavy and all that, but I can't run.
Well, you're Arnold, and she's more like a gazelle.
Right. That seems
I never said I enjoyed it. I'm definitely not a natural-born runner. I don't, like, there's people that are like, oh, it's the best thing. It's my free time and my happy time. And I'm like, no, it's painful, and I can't breathe, and it sucks.
Yeah, that I can agree with you on 100%.
Mm.
So next Sunday is the race, October 6th, whenever that is. Yeah, coming up in a couple Sundays. When you run with him, are you going to set his pace? Like, what's your plan to coach him? Because I feel like it's got to be difficult as a wife because you want him to do well.
I haven't fully committed yet, Anna. I posted on my Facebook. I shared his donation link, and I said if he reaches his goal, I'll run.
Well, sounds like we got to get to work then. She's not going to wait for me. I mean, I can answer that question right now. She's not going to wait
for me.
She's
going to leave you in the dust in your race?
Yeah.
Oh.
She may have to come back for me after she finishes.
That's funny. So how's Raven behaving as a husband?
Other than whining about my running time, he's been doing okay, I guess.
Anything good happening?
We have a new couch coming.
We've talked about that at length this week. I don't think any adult has had the amount of couches that you guys go through. I think it's really strange, to be honest.
It is.
Haven't had that many. We moved in here with the one from our old house, which didn't match our living room, so we put it in the basement, and then we got this crappy couch, and it's been 3 years, and it's garbage now.
So. 3 years, though. People, when I say we need a couch every 3 years, people flip out.
I mean, that seems crazy.
Well, we have dogs with behavioral issues, so.
When you went furniture shopping, is he usually agreeable, or is he like the husband that's got an opinion on everything?
Oh, God, it's miserable. I mean, it's better than mattress shopping. That was a nightmare. We could never do that again in our lives, and it would be too soon. Couch is stressful. Like, it makes me sick. I have to walk out of there because I feel like I'm going to throw up, but we don't always agree.
Okay. So based on that, what kind of grade would you like to give him for the week?
Well, now he's getting a C because you brought me back to that moment in the furniture store.
What? Seems so unfair.
Oh, I didn't see that coming. I thought you had done pretty well.
No, you brought me back to that feeling.